this is part of my struggle, not now in this conversation, but through life, which is if we feel the need for affirmation from other people, which at its first breath can feel normal and natural, the need for, I remember asking myself, well, where else does self-esteem come from? It comes from others, isn't it? We need to feel that we've made that contribution and that people value us. So, and I sometimes thought that that was an important part of leadership, that you had to make sure that people felt, if they had, this was part of leadership and why it was important to recognize people's efforts, not just a pat on the back, but a proper conversation about why that person matters. Somebody said to me once about this, be careful with that idea. Be careful with that idea, because you need to find confidence and self-esteem within you. You need to feel it within you. If you rely on others to give you that sense of affirmation, you know, what are you, I'm posing it as a question now, what are you hostage to? And then is there not a risk that you become needy towards other people, that you need the affirmation? So there is danger there. Even if, as I say this, I realize it's also the most natural human thing to want affirmation from other people. How could it be wrong? But I think what we're trying to get to here is the sense that you, through your choice, through your vision, through your decision to pursue that vision, that you have established a sense of peace within you, where, and this is where it does sound a bit selfish, but where you don't need the affirmation of others. You knew it was the right thing to do. You knew you needed to do it, and why you knew why it mattered. You knew why it mattered. You articulated it. You pursued it. And so you were true to it. You were true to your vision. And that brings me back to this idea of integrity that started, that was there at the beginning. That all of that together folds in on itself again and means that you can't feel lonely. There's a privacy to this. The intimacy between the person and their vision, which is vital to all of this. That loneliness, again, here we go, another paradox. That loneliness that is necessary at some point in the vision, when it's just you with the vision, mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. In the same way that when you write, it's just you and the pen and the empty sheet of paper, and you get beyond that, but there is loneliness there. So, coming back to the question, what difference would it make to your world? It's you are at one here with the world, which again comes back to integrity, wholeness. And truth.
Does it get better than that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. I'm struggling to imagine what would feel better than that.
What would feel better than that?
Yeah.